We have talked about it endlessly over the last decade or so, and we've accomplished close to zip.
We know enough about our climate problem to know that it's serious and that we need to get started right away.
What we're seeing right now is a clear loading of the weather dice.
These rains have Lake Oroville levels rising dramatically. Water levels have gone up 54 feet in the last month, 27 of those feet in just the last 5 days.
That's from KRCR-TV in Redding, California, covering the rapidly rising water levels in Lake Oroville after record rain and snow this winter. I'm Tom Crane. Good afternoon. Paul Huttner is here with me as well in the studio for ClimateCast, moving to All Things Considered starting today. Welcome, Paul.
Good to be here, Tom.
That flooding in California, put that in some climate context, a big national story, incredible amounts of rain and snow this week.
Yeah, and Tom, this winter is somewhat of a surprise climate scale event in California because we had a weak La Nina event in the fall in the Pacific Ocean, and that was predicted to cause a drier than average winter in California. Instead, California has seen record, even drought-busting levels of rain and snow. This is the wettest water year on record starting October 1st in parts of the Sierra Nevada. Tom, some areas have seen 68 inches of liquid equivalent rain and snow, Mammoth Mountain 29 feet of snow, and Lake Oroville up 252 feet since the bottom of the drought in 2014. So this has actually been very much more like an El Nino winter in California. That's a positive outcome for water supplies if you can deal with the flooding.
Now, another big story you've been following is the unusually warm winter weather at the top of the world. What's happening there, Paul?
Tom, a number of climate scientists have literally been stunned by the extreme warmth in the Arctic this winter. Fellow meteorologist Jason Salmonow at the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang recently wrote a headline that caught my eye. Beyond extreme, scientists marvel at the increasingly non-natural Arctic warmth. So I talked with Jason and one of the scientists he interviewed, Mark Cerez from the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado, talked to them about why scientists are perplexed. Here's Capital Weather Gang's Jason Salmonow.
Going back to November, we've seen these huge spikes in temperature in the Arctic, in the high Arctic, above 90 degrees latitude. And at times, that entire region has seen temperatures between 30 and 35 degrees warmer than normal, which is an astronomical anomaly when you consider the amount of land area that covers. It happened in November, it happened in December, and it's happened twice since 2017 began. In fact, we documented a data buoy very close to the North Pole in December, which came very close to the melting point.
Mark, you've studied the Arctic for a long time. Have you seen a pattern this extreme before?
No, I haven't seen anything like this. We've had this situation where storm after storm, very strong storm, has just entered deep into the Arctic Ocean and pumping lots of heat into the area. And, I mean, I've been looking at Arctic climate and weather for 35 years, and I've never seen anything like this. I mean, one might argue, well, this is natural variability. If it is, it's a natural variability that I am not familiar with.
You guys, I'm a daily practitioner of weather here in Minnesota, and I've said many times in the past few weeks that winter is broken in Minnesota and really all the way up to the Arctic Circle. It was 55 degrees way up in Fort McMurray, Alberta this week, and that's about 1,100 miles northwest of Minneapolis. The air masses upstream from Minnesota, incredibly mild. We've been pulling air that's 10 to 20 degrees warmer than average, and we've been doing that on northwest winds behind cold fronts that usually brings sub-zero temps this time of year. So this is not a normal winter for Minnesota. Mark, we know the Arctic is not like Vegas. What happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic. So I'm wondering, how much is what's happening in the Arctic this winter affecting places like Canada, Minnesota, and the rest of the United States?
Well, this idea of the Arctic itself affecting weather conditions elsewhere is a very controversial thing. So a lot of people working on this. And the basic idea is that, okay, we know the weather machine is driven by the fact that it's warmer in the lower latitudes than in the higher latitudes, so we transport heat poleward. But if we warm up the Arctic strongly like we have been, the argument is that that can affect jet stream patterns. There's also arguments, though, that the crazy weather in itself in the Arctic is itself driven by the sea ice loss. So there's a lot of things going on here, and it's a very, very active area of research. And, you know, hopefully we'll figure this out soon. The challenge is this is happening right before our eyes, and we're just trying to catch up to understand it.
Jason, there were some pretty interesting quotes in your piece about the Arctic a couple of weeks ago. How unnerved are some of the climate scientists you talked to for that piece?
Well, I think they're pretty concerned about what they're seeing. I mean, obviously, there is a lot of natural variability, but 2016, the Arctic had its warmest year on record, and then it's starting off unusually warm in 2017. So we're seeing an increasing long-term trend, and then we're seeing this natural variability superimposed on top of that, causing extremes which have never been observed. So people are calling this non-natural. They can't really explain everything they're seeing. And folks are alarmed because some of the changes they're seeing, they don't quite understand.
Mark, you are one of those climate scientists that Jason talked to. What's the buzz from your colleagues who study the Arctic? How are they putting this year into perspective?
We're basically astonished at what we're seeing. Now, one of the things that's happening is because it's been so warm up there, that's kept the sea ice quite low. We're at record low sea ice extent for this time of year. Now, the sea ice maximum, the seasonal maximum, typically occurs sometime in early to mid-March. And unless something strange happens, we're headed towards a record low maximum. So in other words, we're going to be starting out this coming melt season on a very bad footing. And we're going to lose a whole lot of ice this next summer. We'll see how it sits in the record books. But what we're seeing is really accelerating the overall loss of the Arctic sea ice cover. And that's one of the things that really concerns us, because as we've learned through the years, you lose that Arctic sea ice cover, that can have tremendous impacts and it can extend well beyond the Arctic.
And Jason, some folks call that a tipping point. We don't know, perhaps, but what's your perspective? Could we be reaching sort of a tipping point in the Arctic where the low sea ice that Mark talks about really starts to more dramatically affect weather patterns going forward?
It's a possibility. I mean, I think you know, some of the scientists I've talked to do emphasize that there are huge swings in the Arctic every year. You know, one year can be unusually warm, and then the next year it goes back towards the base state and it's cold again. So it's hard to say whether we've sort of crossed a point where we'll never have a cold winter in the Arctic again. I think relative to normal, we're obviously seeing the baseline slowly increase, but there are a lot of swings in the Arctic, so we can't necessarily say that every single year we're going to set a record low in terms of sea ice moving forward, and then every year moving forward, we're going to see record high temperatures. But the trend is upward, but we'll continue to still see a lot of ups and downs because that part of the globe is so prone to wild swings in weather.
And Mark, Jason identifies an important point, and that's trends. That's what we watch in climate. We don't get too excited about one year, even as extreme as this year is. What can we expect going forward with these trends the next 5 to 10 years or so? Is there any reason to expect these trends won't continue?
Well, certainly we're going to see variability, and these past couple of winters really have been quite extreme. But the long-term trends are pretty clear, and I'm on record saying that we're probably going to see a seasonally ice-free Arctic Ocean as early as 2030. And events like we've seen these past two winters are only going to hasten the demise of the ice cover. Yes, it will be variable. It's always been variable, but the long-term pattern is very clear.
That's climate scientist Mark Serez from the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado. We also heard from Washington Post Capital Weather Gang's Jason Salmonow there. And also, Tom, NOAA just announced today that January was the third warmest on record globally, already off and running as another possible top 10 warmest year on record globally.
ClimateCast with our chief meteorologist, Paul Huttner, now Thursday afternoons at this time here on All Things Considered. Paul, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Tom.